Good afternoon, Dan, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Take us through this whole process. How did you get this new gig?
Well, you know what? It's something that kind of came up pretty quick. I think when Dan Bylsma came and worked with us in Kelowna this winter, he must have liked something that he saw, and we stayed in contact throughout the summer, and we saw each other at the NHL Coaches Conference, and then eventually this position was offered, and it kind of happened quick, and certainly was with a heavy heart to accept, but that's how it happened.
Take us through those range of emotions of when you did decide to accept and that offer came through.
Well, you know, the years that we had in the years that I had in Kelowna were all very special, and specifically this last one, you know, being first year head coach and going all the way to the Memorial Cup final, and the relationships that I have not only with the players that are there but also with the players that were going to come. You know, I helped recruit some of them, and those are all things that you take pride in, and you certainly, you know, it felt like almost turning your back on them, but that wasn't the case. It was a case where my family and I sat down, and we felt that this was an opportunity that I couldn't say no to.
Is that sort of where you're at right now in the emotions thing? Is the excitement's there, but right now it sounds like you're mourning, I suppose, the end of an era in some ways.
Yeah, I am. I mean, you know, I'm moving forward, and I'm not looking back, but just a lot of the texts that I'm receiving and messages and so on are pretty, I guess, heartwarming, and so, you know, it was special to be in Kelowna and for the opportunity that the Hamilton family gave me and my family was very special and something that I'll forever be grateful.
What was that conversation like when you talked to Bruce and told him what was happening, what your plans were?
Well, I don't think that anybody anticipated this was going to happen after my first season of head coach, and I think it was a bit of a surprise to Bruce. But in saying that, he was, you know, very supportive, and he understands that, you know, we all have aspirations in life, and my aspiration is certainly to be the best coach that I can possibly be, and if that means moving up, I guess, so be it.
What are some of the things you're going to miss about Kelowna the most?
well, everything. You know, I have a lot. I've made a lot of good friends there. I have a lot of good friends. The coaching the young guys that I've built relationships with. Scott Hoyer, Travis Cricard, Chris Millett. These guys are guys that you spend so much time with, you certainly, you get accustomed to. And there's a lot of things I'm going to miss. There's no doubt the weather, the city. There's a lot of great things to like about Kelowna, and we're planning on probably keeping our home there.
So you'll be back, you'll have winter now again, you know. There's no escaping it now.
That is correct. We will have winter in the Lambert family.
How do you make the transition from, as you said, the kids, you know, the oldest fellows you're teaching or coaching are 20 years old, to the next generation, to men in that locker room? How do you make that change?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me is to gain their trust. And I'm back in the role of an assistant, and my job is to support and have a good relationship with the players. I'm obviously doing this because I want to learn. I want to learn how to deal with men and at this level, and that's why we felt this transition was very important. I guess we're going to take it one day at a time, just like we did when we first got to Kelowna, and see if we can have success.
And do you know what your main role will be as an assistant?
I have a pretty good idea. I my first year, I believe I'm going to be the eye in the sky. I'm not going to be on the bench, which will be an adjustment in itself. But I'm going to help out, I think, certainly with the defenseman and also the power play, from what I understand. So I'm sure once we get going here, we'll know a little bit better how everything, works out.
I know you had all those years as an assistant in Kelowna, but to have that that 1 year as a head coach and to make the run that you made with the Rockets, does it make the last year, knowing it was the last year, that much more special?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's, you know, the reality is the Hamilton family and Lauren Frey made trades for us to have success. And we had an unbelievable run because of the players that we had and because of the commitment that they showed. And I'm very aware of that. You know, a coach is a coach, but you need, you know, great players to have success. And we had that in Kelowna, and Mr. Hamilton and Mr. Frey allowed that to happen.
What are you most looking forward to with the new job?
Well, I think whenever there's change in your life, there's always excitement. There's also, you know, for sure there's a bit of fear and uncertainty, but it's a new challenge and one that I'm certainly looking forward to and one that hopefully, you know, brings us to bigger and better things.
Well, Dan, we're sure going to miss you around here. Best of luck going forward, and thanks for taking a few minutes for us today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call.